Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Got friends in low places where the whiskey drowns and the beer chases my blues away. And I'll be okay.
Now 33 after the hour here on the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen. The United States, Jennifer and Richie, has sent three of those B-2 stealth bombers to the Asian Pacific Ring because of North Korea's continuing noise. Supposedly their bravado. Don't you love that word, bravado?
Mm-hmm. It's a great word.
The deployment announced by U.S. Strategic Command, responsible for U.S. nuclear forces. B-2 bombers are capable of launching nuclear as well as conventional weapons. They're going to conduct training missions with the Australians, and they'll leave the planes over there. So what does this do? How does this, I mean, it shows that we're big, tough guys.
I think we're doing training missions with North Korea, and that's one of the reasons, South Korea. And that's one of the reasons.
That'd be a story, though.
Yeah, that'd be a story. Yeah. And that's one of the reasons North Korea is rattling their saber, because they think we're rattling our saber because we're doing training missions. So they get to say, oh, look, we found these warheads, these nuclear warheads that we can now launch and come in out of the atmosphere. Yay for us. And so.
Yeah. It's just, it's really disturbing. It's sad, frankly. All right,
And China is sitting back giggling the whole way.
Yeah.
I mean, they can do something about it, but they like it that North Korea is a kind of like a thorn in our side.
Yeah.
And so they let it fly for a while.
Yeah. All right. The United States government. I put United States blank government because I'm not always sure. It is the government of the United States, but I'm always sure it's my government. And in this circumstance, I know it's not what I want done. Therefore, it is not my government. Do you follow? What is that line from the movie? I can see Richard Shaw now in The Sting. Do you copy? You copy?
10-4.
The government is going to slaughter bison to reduce the herd in Yellowstone Park. They want to cut the number of animals because they're afraid that they will get sick and die. Well, hello. There are plenty of other places
the
you could put
these. The end
result's
the same, right?
Exactly. They're dead.
Why don't we go in and let some hunters go bison hunting?
Well,
I mean, that's very good, usable meat.
Well, that's
meat.
What they'll do. And that's what they do in the woods behind my house, is they let the bow hunters come in and cull the deer population.
Yeah.
And that's what they'll do there.
But in this circumstance, because we don't have that many buffalo and bison, same thing. We don't have that many left. They are going to give the meat to the American Indians who are on the land where they're going to shoot the bison. Yellowstone, in part, is on Indian land. Pretty much everything. That's the other thing. People are now going to say, oh, there's Doug going off again. Well, most of the land that we've absorbed here wasn't ours to begin with. I'm not ever, and nor have I, suggested we ought to pay reparations. Matter of fact, I think that in some circumstances, the Native Americans, Indians, whatever you want to call them, Indians now in this world at this time seems just wrong for whatever. The Redskins doesn't, but Indians do, for whatever my own warped
sense
of...
You think it's more politically correct to call them Redskins?
Well, we don't call them Redskins. We're talking about all the hoopla that was generated by the Washington football team.
Right.
And that then sort of was translated to American Indians, and they'll tell you to the person, they never called themselves Redskins. The only people who call them Redskins were the ones making movies in the 1930s, 40s, 50s, and 60s. They referred to them as Redskins. Mm-hmm. They were never referred to as Redskins. And
there are a lot of Native Americans football teams that call themselves the Redskins as well.
Yeah.
Did you hear that the Parliament in London, the Redskins are supposed to open up the NFL season in London next year?
Yeah.
And Parliament in London is like, well, if you don't change your name, you will not welcome here next year.
You know, these London people, not to tell them to take a jump. My goodness.
Isn't that funny? The Brits are getting into it.
I just, you know, as someone who went to a high school that was, we were the Alamany Indians.
The what?
The Alamany Indians. I went to Bishop Alamany High School.
The Alamany Indians.
Yeah, we were the Indians. Huh. And now they're the Warriors. Now, is that any different? Yeah, is that any better?
Our high school was the Warriors, too.
Why do we have to have names? Why can't they just be the Framingham South High football team? The Framingham North High football team.
Then
the
how are you going to have a mascot?
Football team. What do you need a mascot for?
Duh, you just need one.
Why?
School spirit.
What?
Come on, let's all be racist together.
Why? Yeah. And if it not more than just school spirit, but so that the dorky kid has something to do when everybody else is playing football and on the sidelines in cheerleading.
Here in D.C., the Redskins are getting ready to try and build a new stadium, move out of, they're in the suburbs of Maryland in Prince George's County. And so Maryland, D.C., and Virginia are all fighting to see who will get the stadium. And D.C. has said, the mayor of D.C., she said, yeah, sure, we're interested in having the Redskins back here, only if they change their name. So she's pretty much taken herself out of contention.
Lovely. Yeah. All right. As long as we're talking about football names, big story today that's trending at DougStephan.com on the Good Day site. A top health official with the NFL acknowledging a link between football-related head trauma and degenerative brain diseases like CTE. This is big news. Doug Stephan was on it first.
You really were.
I really was on this first. And I don't say it proudly, really. I just say it because it was a story that needed to be told. And it shows you how resistant the news media is at the influence of money. So this is the first time a high-ranking league official has acknowledged that this link exists. His name is Jeff Miller, Vice President of Health for the NFL, made the admission during a roundtable discussion on concussions held by the U.S. House of Representatives. Representative Jane Schakowsky of Illinois asked him about the Alzheimer's disease study that's come out of BU. The answer, quote, I want to ask, well, this is the question. Do you think there's a link between football and brain disorder? And then the answer is, quote, yes. There are a number of questions that come with that. So then the congresswoman pressed him for more information. So he said, unequivocally, there is a connection. So, here we go. Where does this go from here? And by the way, thank you to the person who said I was a piece of dog poop the other day, called after I said that responsible parents don't let their children play football. I will repeat that again, sir. You're welcome to call again and tell me what an irresponsible piece of poop I am because you don't agree with what I say or what the NFL says or with anybody else who has any brains who understands.
Ladies.
Go ahead. Hello.
This cranks me up every time.
I just don't. Then let me go. While you settle down, Rich. I just don't understand why this has become such the issue that it is. Because in talking with just a second, Dougie,
have all the money. That's why it's an issue.
No, can I finish?
Yeah, please.
Please,
yeah.
You two get so cranked up, the girl doesn't get to talk.
Oh, you're talking fine.
But you know, let me trip over this name. My friend Fred Dreyer, who played football for a long time with the Giants and the Rams, has this conversation with me all the time. There is a way. I mean, obviously, walking down the street provides some sort of risk. You can't live in a bubble. This is a sport that's part of American culture, whether you agree with it or not, Doug. But why don't we make it as safe as possible for the people that play? And that's what's not being done by the NFL. That's certainly not what's being done by the underleagues. They're all trying to focus on this helmet. Well, fine, get a really good helmet. Don't get me wrong. Do all the research that you have to do. But where the trouble comes in is people not knowing how to give or receive hits. They try to make football this hard-hitting sport to bring in more viewers because it's gladiators and violent. They need to start letting people learn how to give hits hits the right way and how to take hits the right way and position your body.
There's no direct hits to the head anymore.
Yeah, but people are still doing it.
Everybody's being taught to hit low, and now we have 2-3 knees a weekend being blown out.
But wouldn't you rather have a blown out knee, though?
I would rather have a blown out knee, but pretty much.
Listen to this conversation. Wouldn't you rather get hurt down there than up there? I mean, what kind of conversation is this?
Why is Congress getting into this?
Yeah, I know.
Same reason they got into baseball.
Yeah, steroids in baseball, concussions in football. What does Congress have to do with this?
Yeah. Good question.
You know what I would do if I were to get anybody who was forced?
Tell them, no, I'm not coming.
Right, I'm not coming.
Yeah.
You have nothing to do with this. There's no law against football, no law against concussions. Why am I having to answer to you?
Yeah.
All right, so that's one of the trending stories at DougStefan.com, along with Mr. Putin and what he's saying, the primaries and Richard Simmons, all of that stuff trending at DougStefan.com. Jennifer will tell you what's trending with her on the site she's watching in a moment. Now 44 past the hour on Good Day.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
Known as El Presidente, this four-time All-Star won 245 games during a 23-year career and pitched the 13th perfect game in Major League history for the Montreal Expos.
Dennis Martinez has reached the ultimate, a perfect game against the Los Angeles Dodgers.
So where is Dennis Martinez now? The first Nicaraguan-born player to appear in the majors, Dennis is an icon back home. The ballpark in Nicaragua's capital is named Dennis Martinez National Stadium. Previously a spring training instructor with the Orioles, Dennis was the Nicaraguan manager in the 2013 World Baseball Classic.
Well, it's a great honor to be able to be selected to be the manager of this ball club. We got a lot of young people. We got a lot of spirit.
Dennis Martinez, El Presidente. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired high cable bills? Call now, 888-759-MYTV.
Think green. Harrison with you. Oil money now means amusement parks and luxury hotels in the middle of the Arabian Desert. World-famous automaker Ferrari is building Ferrari World in Abu Dhabi. This massive energy-consuming behemoth will contain over 20 attractions, including the world's fastest roller coaster, traveling at speeds exceeding 125 miles an hour. Ferrari World in Abu Dhabi is at the crossroads between Europe, Asia, and Africa, using enormous volumes of fuel and power, spreading 5 million square feet of landscaping in the middle of the oven-like desert. 35,000 tons of steel and a 2 million square foot roof, all centered by a 65-yard long Ferrari logo. And all this, we're told, is really for a handful of regional kids who wanted to ride a water slide through a giant fake Ferrari engine. Think green with Harrison at GoHarrison.com.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. So who makes better lovers, short men or tall men? Well, here's the answer and the developmental science of it. Short men, because they have something to prove, have a better shot at winning the race. Short guys have no problem playing leading men in movies. Tom Cruise is certainly no physical giant, nor is Sylvester Stallone. And 5'4" Alan Ladd, a yesteryear's movie star, had to stand on crates to kiss his leading ladies. To take it a step further, usually dictators are short, handling power far better than tall people. So what's the cheap psychological trick? Well, short men have something to prove. They overachieve and excel in ways you don't expect, even in the love department. Got a comment? Contact me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MYTV.
Today on App Check, Golf Scorecard for Android is a simple digital scorecard for golf. It works fine, but why is it $4?
For
Golf Scorecard.
Struck out.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
47 past the hour in the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Okay, so another item that's trending on the Today site is this dating story, Jennifer. Mm-hmm. David Wheeler is the person who we build a story around, trying to build a business based on honesty, including the fact that his business isn't exactly booming. He's a graduate of St. Charles East High School. launched a dating site a couple of years ago to encourage users to post both flattering and unflattering photos of themselves so that people will see whoever it is, really what they're all about. He's in Nebraska, by the way. So here's this dating site that presents you not necessarily just in your best, but in your worst outfit, behavior.
So it celebrates your flaws.
Yes. Yeah.
I think this is a great site. Wouldn't it be nice to just say, okay, here's
how many
my
dating ick. Sites can there be? My God.
Oh,
there.
There's tons.
Yeah.
I still think, I know that you have a lovely lady in your life, but I'd still be really curious for you to go on farmerlove.com or whatever it's called, the farmer's dating site. Just do it for the show.
Yeah, really.
Just want to see what happens.
Go over well.
But how great is that? Like, if you just list all of your ick, because everybody's got ick. You know, some people have more ick than others.
Right.
Put it all out there. And then that way, if that guy's ick is acceptable to you, win-win.
At least you know the ick beforehand.
Correct. Because everybody holds the ick until, like, you know, you're hooked.
But
and
the
then
other
you're
side of it
trouble.
Is that you don't really know anybody until you've lived with them. You've spent time with them. So you can have some ick. Maybe some bad photos, but unless you spend lots of time with someone, you're not going to know what he or she is really all about.
But you like put
all
it out
about.
There. You know, axe no, murderer.
But this is putting out nothing. Oh, yeah,
eats
right.
toenails. I mean, at least if you can handle it.
And with Facebook, you know, everybody's perfect on social media.
The perfect
Nobody
meal,
admits,
the perfect kids,
right,
the perfect
yeah,
vacation.
Exactly.
Well, that's what we're creating with our
life.
Society.
You're, yeah.
I have blemishes. Look it. I'm a real human being, and I'm screwy in some ways. And so are you. And so is he. And so is she. We are none of us perfect. So understanding and being able to accept what it is about the other person, and sometimes that takes months. It may take years for you to figure out that this person is really A-OK.
15 years, I've still fooled my wife.
Yeah, good for you, Rich.
Score.
Not much.
Maybe her flaws, she's not noticed. She doesn't notice
right,
things.
Pretty much, yeah.
Not much, there's not much that gets by this person who's with me, I'll tell you that. Our poll today, how long did you date before you got engaged? A, less than a month. B, about 6 months. C, about a year. D, several years. E, I'm not sure. F, I've never gotten engaged. Why is it that it always has to end up in marriage? Why can't you just have a really good, wholesome relationship with somebody?
Societal norms, dude.
Yeah? Oh. Not my societal norms.
Yeah, I know.
Although
hey,
I would,
to date, not mine either.
Why can't you just chain them to a wall in your cave and keep them? I don't understand this marriage thing.
Nah, I would, under this circumstance,
that sounds
I might
hot, sort of.
Do that. 51 past the hour on Good Day.
I got
I
the
wear
handcuffs.
Furs?
I got the furs.